Good morning. It is Monday, the 15th of June. How's it going? Everybody have a nice weekend? Everybody getting along with everybody? Are you being patient? Seems like it's kind of the what's required now.
Something's on my mind. It's been for quite some time. It's time I'm on to you. So where's the other face? The face I heard before. Your head trips boring me. Let's do the bridge we torched 2,000 times before. This time we'll blast it all to hell. I've had this burning in my guts now for so long. My belly's aching now to say. Stuck down in a rut of dislogic and spud. A side of you well hid. When it's all said and done, it's real and it's been fun. But was it all real fun? Let's do the bridge we torched 1,000 times before.
So this weekend, So I was working this weekend. A guy came in, so I cut hair. I'm a hairdresser. Guy comes in, had booked an 8 o'clock appointment. And he says, I'd gotten there like 7:30. Getting the place ready, getting everything, coffee made. Just tidying up from the night before. Wiping everything down, disinfecting, yada, yada, yada. Guy comes in, mask and gloves. And he is like, and I don't have anything. I don't have my mask on yet or anything, but I'm clearly 6 feet from this guy, 15 feet from this guy. And he says, will you be cutting my hair with a mask and gloves? And I said, I will be wearing a mask, but I will not be wearing gloves. And, I guess I can't get my hair cut. I said, I respect that, sir. I appreciate you. Have a great day. And out the door he went. And probably, I don't know, a couple hours later, cops showed up.
This time we'll blast it all.
Cops showed up. Wanted to have a bit of a chit-chat.
I've had this burning in my guts now for so long.
I guess this guy thought since I'm not wearing my gloves, he could try to throw a whole grenade onto my salon and wreck everything. Yeah, so he calls the cops. The cops show up. State police show up. I see, it was weird. I felt like that was going to happen. He seemed like a guy that wanted to get his way. And if he didn't get his way, he was going to do something about it. Have you ever, you meet those kind of people? They're just fucking bitter, nasty victims, right? He was a victim. I'm a victim. Because this guy won't wear gloves. I'm not required to wear gloves. Masks. Disinfecting. I told I walked out to my car and I turned around and I saw a state cop sitting by the side of the building. And I'm like, oh, she's here for me. So it was a female state police officer. Super cool. I walk up. I'm like, "Are you looking for me?" She goes, "I don't know. Is this the salon? Is this Thomas David Salon?" I was like, "Yep." So I start talking, I'm chatting with her, and I kind of explained. I said, "Listen, this guy came in, wanted me to wear gloves and a mask. I told him I will not be wearing gloves. I cut hair. I mean, give me a break. I wash my hands. I said, I'll wear my mask. I don't even want to wear that. But, of course, I'm wearing my mask because, we'll talk about that. But I got my mask. And she goes, "Well, somebody called and complained." And she goes, "I don't know who it was. But it was clearly this guy. I mean, nobody else had a tantrum." And I said, "Listen, my philosophy is I'll wear a mask. We clean between clients, disinfect, all that stuff. But I'm not wearing gloves. And my position is, if you're that sick, if you're that susceptible, if you're that compromised, don't come to the salon. We can make you another appointment another day when you're in a better spot. But don't come to the salon. I mean, you're sick. Why, five months, I don't know how long it's been, 4 or 5 months, since we shut down and all this stuff. If you're that sick, you need to stay home." And the lady's like, I couldn't agree more, sir. I agree. And she goes, "You're not in any trouble. But since this person called, I need to come and, take a report." And I was like, "Absolutely." But it just, it reminds me of, it reminds me of a time in my life after I quit drinking. So I was sober. But before I stopped thinking, if that makes any sense. It just takes me back. I'm going to show that guy. This guy came in, did not get what he wanted, and he was going to make me pay for it by calling the cops. I mean, what was he hoping? I'd get shut down? Does this guy know that I have a family of 5, 3 children that rely on this business to eat? I'm not asking for anything special. Just do my work, earn my living, support my family. But this guy was like, "I'm going to show him." And he called us. And you know what the guy told him? Or the person complained that I did not have a mask on. And he was right. I did not have a mask on. I guess this guy's appointment was at 8 in the morning. It was probably 7:50. I'm in the shop, sweeping and making coffee and stuff. I don't have a mask on. I have no reason to have a mask on. There's nobody there. I mean, people do understand, right, that masks do not prevent you from inhaling monsters. All masks are for is to prevent you from spitting your spittle on the people. I mean, what the fuck? Do we need to have a mask education right now? If you put your face in front of some special light, you would see lots of moisture and particles flying out of your face. So you put a mask on so they don't land on anybody. But if I'm in the salon by myself, I don't need a mask. Thank you. I appreciate it, sir. Thank you. And if I'm, if I'm 15 feet away from you, I don't need a mask. And then they've changed it. Now they say that I read an article. It's hard to catch the coronavirus, very rare, if not impossible to catch coronaviruses off of surfaces. I never even knew that surfaces was an option. I mean, when it first started, I was wearing some gloves, I guess. I would get in the car, and then I would take the gloves off and throw them in my seat. And then I'm picking the gloves up, putting them back on. If we're being really particular here, I'm contaminating myself taking on the gloves and putting on the gloves. If I compare, when I, I wear gloves all day for work because I do hair color. And when I do someone's color and I have this color all over my hands, I compare it to like having like the coronavirus all over my hands. You know, I can still wipe color onto my leg, onto my clothes. I do it all the time. It's horrible. I get the color on my, you know, on my face, you know, until I get these gloves off. Even taking the gloves off, I get the color on my wrist from the other glove holding the glove. You know, you want to see how contaminated gloves can be? Cover them in level 3 black, dark brown hair color and try to walk around and do stuff. It's just a contaminated mess. But they said we're not even catching this from surfaces anymore. Now I read an article that says to catch the coronavirus from an asymptomatic person is very rare. I mean, what the fuck, people? It keeps changing, right? Then someone says, "Oh no, they changed that article." Oh, okay. I don't care. It doesn't matter. The point of it is that I was doing nothing wrong, but this guy did not get his way, and he went out for justice. All because he couldn't get a haircut. He was going to show me. And I've been there, you know? Victim. My buddy Matt always used to say, as long as you're a victim, you'll never get better. Have you ever had the conversation with somebody about being a victim and they're just completely clueless? What? I have no idea. I remember when I heard the first time I heard the word victim. You know, I was a victim of bad luck. That was my thing. I was always a victim of bad luck. This isn't my fault. Accountability. It's not my fault. I can't help it that asshole wouldn't wear his mask. You know? Poor guy was a victim, you know? I don't know what his problem was. You see him fucking coming from a mile away, too. These people with these, you know, walking down the street with a mask on, with their gloves. It's like you're wasting fucking time. I see him walking in, spraying. A guy walks up, sprays the outside handle. Opens it with a glove. I mean, what the fuck? Oh, my God. So that happened, right? And then what? Now it's the balls in my court served to me. And, you know, what do I want to do with it now? You know, in the past, I'd be all, fuck that motherfucker. And believe me, I did all the things I shouldn't do. I did it in my head. You know, I was going to call him. I was going to chew him out. I was going to tell him, you know, I have a family. What are you trying to do? Take down my whole business because you didn't get it your way? I went through the whole thing. And then I just realized, you know what? Restraint from pen and tongue and text. I didn't do anything. Because that guy absolutely has the right. I absolutely have my right, and he absolutely has his right. And just because I don't like what he did, the good thing is I keep my side of the street clean today. You know, I hadn't done anything wrong. I was set, ready to go. He may have showed up a little sooner than I thought. I mean, I didn't have my mask on, but I'd have gotten it on. Hey, good morning. Let me get my mask. Hold on one sec. You know, if I'm going to be in your 6-foot radius area, let me get my mask on so that I can cut your hair. So we were both in the right. He absolutely has the right. And I told him, I absolutely respect that, sir. Have a great day. If somebody comes in here and they don't feel healthy and they don't feel like they're more susceptible to catch something, and they choose to back out of an appointment or do something different, I respect that, absolutely. It's about, you know, being patient with other people's feelings. I get that. Listen, it isn't the first time that I think I'm right and everybody else is wrong. Happens a lot. Fucking crazy. And but I said, listen, you know, I respect that, sir. Have a great day. And he went and called the police. He has that right. He has that right. It's just what I'm going to do with it when that happens. And my and what I do today was I'm super respectful with the trooper. You know, explain my side of the story. Absolutely. You know, I've done nothing today. I've done nothing. You know, there was a time in my life if a trooper pulled up to my house, I would be like freaking out. Maybe not a trooper, maybe like a San Diego cop or something. But, you know, today is about keeping my side of the street clean. And, you know, being sober, you know, sobriety led me to down the path to start to learn about this stuff. But keeping my side of the street clean has nothing to do with drinking. It's called today having a conscience, being aware, being concerned, appreciation for the serenity and peace of keeping my side of the street clean, having the humility that when I'm wrong, to admit it and try to fix it. You know, there's also a part of me that thinks, you know, maybe I should give the guy a call and apologize, but I'm not going to do that. I didn't do anything wrong. Only doing that would be me self-seeking some other sort of feeling, and I'm not going there either. The reality is I did nothing wrong, and this guy absolutely had the right to call, and he did, and, you know, we worked it out. Well, I didn't really work it out. I just, you know, I don't know. My wife said I should blackball the guy from ever coming back to the salon. Is that worth the negative energy? Is it worth it? Or would it be better to just say, hey man, no big deal, welcome back. I will be there in the end when you come around, sir, because at this point I'm not there. Don't come back today. The worst part is I don't really even have proof it was him, but why would anybody, you know, why would anybody call the cops unless they didn't get what they want? And I remember, you know, I had somebody ran into my car in a bar and I was completely justified to call the police. I was in the right. And the cop was like, you're in the right, sir, but this is private property and we can't do anything. That's where I should have stopped. But no, I had to run my mouth because I was a victim. Zero accountability. And I took it right down to the cops or down to the jail. Not pretty. Yeah, so... Yeah, so that's what happened this weekend. Interesting. Very interesting. And it exposes, it brings up a lot of, you know, old shit. The worst part, I think, for me, one of the downfalls of sobriety is that every day that goes by since the last day I had a drink, you forget a little bit. You know? There's humility, humiliation, and humiliated. Ego devastation equals humiliation. Like when I got punched in the face, my ego was fucking completely deflated, completely embarrassed, completely ashamed, full of guilt, humiliation, ego devastation. That's where shit changes. That's where you go, you know, it's like when the fat girl sits on the chair and it fucking, sits on a chair and the fucking chair completely shatters, like at a party. And it's just this fat person sitting in a pile of timber surrounded by people staring at them. That's usually when there's this moment that they go, you know, maybe I need to maybe address my weight. You know, because at that point you have no audience. You're alone. You know, it's that moment. But the next day, you know, or the next week, the story starts to change. Oh, the leg broke off and it fell over, but I caught myself. You know, the story starts to soften, but it's nothing like that moment. Everything crashes and you're fucking laying in a pile of sticks and rubble because your fat ass just shattered a chair at a birthday party. And everybody's like, oh my God. And how uncomfortable is that, right? It's like when I got in that fight, you know, my lip was so split and all I could think about was I just don't want to explain this to people. Like now I got to share this, you know, the people I work with, my friends. I didn't have any friends actually, just the people that I worked with. How come I got stitches again? Absolutely crushed, humiliated, humiliation. But living that life, that self-life, that's lack of humility. I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. That means it's all about me. Yeah. I mean, are you one of those people that are like always apologizing for what you've done? Sorry about that earlier. Sorry about how loud that was. Sorry about this. I was only thinking of myself. But don't change. I used to work with this person and she always say, oh, I was going to do that. Oh, I was going to stop and pick that up. Oh, I was going to clean that up. I said, stop saying that. I mean, you're acting like I think you say it and I think part of your brain thinks you actually did it. And I think you actually get some satisfaction of actually thinking that you might have done something that you were supposed to do when in reality you didn't do shit. So stop saying it. No? Humiliated. Not nice, Tom. I think that for me, a reason that I ended up using 12 steps of a 12-step program because, first of all, you know, someone said to me, oh, AA brain. Or I've heard, you know, it's a cult. Or you're being programmed or reprogrammed. There's some truth to that. You know, I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing. I remember when I first got sober, this guy came up to me and he says, I'm going to be your temporary sponsor. And I was like, oh, geez, this is serious. I liked it. All of a sudden, somebody asked me or told me they were going to be my sponsor. And I felt like I was a bit like part of a group. You know, I hadn't been part of anything for so long. I was so alone, such a victim, such a pain in the ass, such a, you know, a problem. And now I wasn't drinking. It was like my first night. I stayed at this place for 5 days up in the hotel, or not hotel, up in the fifth floor over at the hospital that I lived by. They had like an inpatient program and it was 5 days and then you did this year-long outpatient program. The first day I was sober, the first week I was up in a place, but I went, you know, I think that was on a Sunday, Tuesday night, a group of men showed up upstairs and said, hey, we have a meeting downstairs, would you like to go? And I was like, absolutely. I didn't know if I wanted to get sober. I didn't know what was going on. All I know is that I didn't want to say no, right? You know, if I'm in the hospital staying in a place to get sober and somebody comes up to me and asks me if I want to go to a meeting, I figured I should say yes. And I, you know, I wanted, at that time, I wanted to stop this pain. You know, this is another, I was so destitute. I just was so, you know, living in such a bleak time. And so when they asked, I was like, yes. And that guy said, you know, I'll be your temporary sponsor. I felt like I was part of it. And we went to, he came and picked me up, and we went to basically a meeting. I went to a meeting every day. I was being reprogrammed. Till then, before that, I would go to work. This is how my day was prior to that. I would wake up drunk or come to, whatever you like to say. I'd come to drunk. You know, I had one of these jobs. I had to be to work at 6. I would wake up at 5:15 drunk, still drunk. For me, it was just slightly buzzed, but for any normal person, they would be fucking sick and drunk. I would get up, take a shower, get dressed, and then I would drive to my job drunk. I would go work all the morning. I feel like, oh my God. I mean, I worked on a golf course. I'm cutting greens, right? I'm powering through this. I mean, I got to give it to myself. I really, you know, I hung in there but by noon I'd be like, there is no way I'm drinking tonight. Same fucking story every freaking day. Not drinking tonight. Not going to drink tonight. No way. And then by 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I'd start thinking, maybe I'll just drink beer tonight. Why? Tom, your problem is you drink vodka. The vodka is what does it. When you just drink beer, you're fine. Isn't that crazy how a person like me has that conversation and justifies? It's like me talking with my worst enemy, me. What's up, me? Not much. Not going to drink tonight, you sure? How about just don't drink vodka? Just stick to beer. It's not a bad idea. So maybe 2 o'clock, I would start thinking maybe we'll just have a beer. And then after work, I would go over to my parents' house. My dad used to keep a lot of beer in his refrigerator, and I would sit and have a couple beers. You know, that's the plan, just a couple beers. And then on my way home from my parents, I would stop at the liquor store, and I'd buy a bottle of vodka. And I'd be like, why am I drinking beer? I don't want to drink all this beer. I just want to get a buzz and chill. So then the new conversation would start. Why don't you just drink a little bit of vodka? A little bit. And I was off to the goddamn races every single day. Every day I did this. I was programmed. That was my program at the time. So when, you know, Ron, my new sponsor, said, we're going to a meeting every day. You're going to do 90 and 90. I was like, okay. I really didn't have any clue. I was like, okay, I know that I don't want to do what I was doing. I don't know about wanting to get sober. I don't know about 12 steps. I just know this moment I was part of something. And I think the people in AA know this. I know this today as a person that's, you know, in the program. If I can find somebody, I just talked to somebody the other day. I'm like, hey, you need a sponsor? I'll be your sponsor. They told me, nah, I got this. I think I got this figured out. I said, no problem. Absolutely. Who am I to judge whether you have it or don't? But I was like, listen, if you need a sponsor, I'll be your sponsor. And Ron M. was reprogramming me. I remember driving down the street for the first time sober at night. I was a drunk driver, habitual drunk driver. And I would drive drunk all the time. And that first time I was driving down Route 1 sober, and I was like, wow. I was slowly starting to be reprogrammed. And, you know, it felt good. You know, that's a pink cloud. It's called humility. You know, it's like someone putting you under their arm, under their wing, and just kind of guiding you for a while. And you're like, all I have to do is follow this guy's direction, and I'm going to feel better. Out on good, try to Hey, man, we'll pick up the story tomorrow. I hope everybody had a great weekend. I hope you didn't have to call the cops on anybody because you didn't get your way. Peace.